You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we have any, like, competitive music? Like, dung, 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 dung.
You know what? Sounds like the Game of Thrones intro.
Oh. What a lot of people do would be to warn me that you wanted something like that. I mean, I have, like... like some real aggressive, like.
Let's try it. Yeah. This is getting me ready.
Okay.
It's time.
It's your pump song?
For the fantasy football draft.
She's the most manly person in this room.
Okay, wait. Do not spread that rumor.
You are. Yeah. You met your fiance drinking a beer. He was like, hey, I like a woman who drinks beer.
I actually heard that there was something I was listening to yesterday. It was like, what girl would want a guy to mention his fantasy football draft on a first date? And I was like, our first conversation, I pulled out my phone to set my lineup. And I think that's when my fiance fell in love with me. But there we go.
Yeah. I can see her walking down the aisle.
Is tonight draft night or something?
Not tonight, but it's coming up this weekend. And I was just curious if anyone has any good one names. I feel like I gotta do something Taylor and Travis. Okay. Last year we were baby Goff back because we had Jared Goff as our quarterback.
Who's we?
Oh, yes. My family does it where all the couples play against each other. And then my nephew, who's 12, has his own team with his little brothers. Okay. It all started in COVID. I was single. I played with my stepbrother. Not weird because he...
oddly, that's my search string. On the hub.
Okay. He's not interested in women. So it was less weird.
Shake it offense. Shake it off.
Shake it offense.
Yeah. Offense. Mm. Yeah.
So are you in one league or do you do multiple?
I'm in one league. There's talk of some friends doing another league, but it would
Swift
still be.
Swift endings?
I don't know if that one really hits home for me.
Did you ChatGPT this? Yeah, ChatGPT, Aaron? Okay, so.
I don't know anything about football.
The problem with mine, like, I can't
Are you
even
playing?
Think of any. I don't have a league set up this year. I might, though.
Should we do one in
It
here?
Is a good way to keep contact with my son. TX doesn't want
to
be in.
This is, like, such a stressful time. I have to keep my head down because people are going to ask me to join. Hey, you join? He's like, no, I'm just, I got to wait till after the drafts and then I can poke my head back up. Oh, I just missed you.
You literally hate it. Do you watch any football?
I will sometimes watch some football. I don't, like, watch a whole game or anything, but... I'll watch if the Broncos are on, I'll maybe watch. Or if
he really does it.
The
it's
Hawkeyes
crazy.
Are on,
it's
I'll maybe crazy. Watch,
there are at least 4 or 5 Sundays of football season that's all I do.
Especially when there's like a London game, so you can wake up at 9 and you can literally be done with football at about 10 o'clock at night after Sunday night football. So there's a 9 game, 11 game, 2 game, 6 game. So it's like...
That's too much.
Yeah.
It's
not.
Kind of fun though because you can like meet up with friends, you could take the dog to a 100%. Patio with the TV.
Yeah,
I didn't have a dog last football season, but...
No, but I mean, it's... I have friends. Oh, my God.
Karma is my tight end.
That is not terrible.
Okay.
It's not. So, go ahead and say what you were saying. Then I got another problem.
I have friends. This is just for you and me.
Okay.
Like, you know how they start doing Thursday night football and then sometimes Saturday football and stuff? I have friends who go to 3, sometimes 4 football games in a week. Like they go. So they like go to the Thursday night game in Foxborough and then fly to Kansas City and watch the 11 a.m. game and then haul butt to make it to the night game and then fly to the Monday night game the next day. That you can get 4 done in 4 days.
And their wives and kids are at home like, we'll see you in a few months, honey.
But she's off doing her nails and getting party or whatever.
Then the kids are just locked in the house.
That's fine. They're watching football too.
See, I would want to do that with Dane and our future children. That would be the
you
family
can't afford
trip.
To get 4 or 5 people into a game. You can't.
I plan really to be
expensive.
Very wealthy someday.
No. You're in the wrong vocation.
Yes, yes, I am.
But what about when your son or daughter comes to you and goes, I don't like football, mommy?
Well, toughen up, kid.
At what age is it too late to take him to the fire station and just leave him there?
Oh my God.
I'm waiting back to hear back from Parker Fire Department. I've left a few messages.
Oh, jeez.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.